This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Speaking of early in the pandemic, as we were with that airline bailout, you remember when everybody was hoarding toilet paper? And flour, too, for all that baking we were going to do, of which we did a lot in my house, by the way. Well, with warnings from public health officials that the virus could get worse this winter, retailers want to be prepared this time around if there is unexpectedly high demand. But all the computer models that stores usually use to figure this stuff out are not quite as useful in a pandemic, as Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports.
When you pick up orange juice or granola bars at the grocery store, you are being watched. Literally. Video cameras and even retinal scanners are looking at where your eyes go, how long you linger, and what you touch.
If it can be measured through technology, and money can be made, and of course it's legal and ethical, it will happen.
Eric Bradlow teaches retail analytics at Wharton. He says algorithms use all that data to decide how much to order and what the sticker price should be. And that works in normal times.
Now the question is, how predictive is that model going to be?
Not so predictive, because a data model is only as good as its data. And computers don't know how to factor in people's unusual buying patterns during the pandemic. Rudy Leuschner, a professor of supply chain management at Rutgers, says retailers are going old school.
We use the supercomputer that everybody has built in right as they're born, which is human intuition.
People's shopping habits have ebbed and flowed depending on the state of COVID cases or lockdowns. Computers can't make sense of this stuff. Retailers have to trust their own guts. Julie Niederhoff teaches supply chain management at Syracuse University.
It is definitely going to come down to a lot of calculated best guesses.
She says humans tend to overcorrect. Retailers may actually stock up too much, wasting money and warehouse space. Plus, who knows what people will panic buy the second time around. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.